joining us. BYU falls to Arizona tonight, 85-74. Coach Young, where was tonight's game lost in your estimation?
6.5 minutes. We, they scored 3 out of 4 times, and we came up short. So couldn't get stops, and that stretch allowed them to push it out. You know, we come down, you know, I think Richie misses the layup in transition. You know, Foose gets – or Cable gets the steal. It ends up going out of bounds. So a couple bad breaks there where we would have been able to keep it a bit close. But, you know, they made plays. I thought you know, the 14 free throw attempts in the second half was the difference of the game. That slowed it down. You know, we go 7 of 18 from 3 in the first half, 3 of 16 from 3 in the second. So I thought our shot quality wasn't as good in the second half. I think a large part of that was our defense let us down in terms of not being able to get stops and then also putting them on the free throw line too much.
Yeah, a little bit about defense. Obviously, Arizona's got a lot of weapons, and they do a nice job, talented players. And I know you're going to dissect everything and look at film and all that, but what's your initial impression defensively? You know, obviously you're going to have to play these guys again. It's one of the teams you have to play again. What do you see that the team needs to do better, maybe a different approach on trying to slow down those guys? They were pretty effective.
Yeah, I mean, we'll look at it on the tape. I mean, you know, Cabe's versatility allows us to do a little bit more when he's out there. You know, we got to continue to examine when Foose is out there, you know, maybe showing a little bit more aggressive, you know, when he's out there in terms of how much we want him in shows and hedges and things like that. And then, you know, being able to try to just guard their constant motion a little bit better than we did. So we'll have to have a hard look at that and have a better answer next time around.
Not often you're going to find yourself out-rebounded by 15 on a given night. The offensive rebounded number ended up at almost a wash at 12-10. You scored more second-chance points than they did. How much of an impact do you think the rebounding number, raw or otherwise, had on tonight's game?
I mean, I think that's a, you know, and I just kind of got on my coaches back there about the same thing. I think it's an easy one to look at when you just look at the raw number, but, I mean, it didn't, like, we outscored them on second chance points. So how much did it really hurt us? You know, I just thought, you know, what was, you know, they shot 50%, you know, basically 50% from the field, 38 from three, 88 from the free throw line. This was an effective field goal percentage game, not a rebounding game, in my opinion, in terms of you're looking at metrics. So we just have to be better against, you know, good offensive teams defensively and just try to make it harder for them. And then obviously you do have to, you know, end things with rebounding. But I just thought our defense just wasn't good. And I don't think it was all, hey, you guys just didn't rebound and that's why you didn't win the game.
Did you get a sense that things weren't right tonight? Were you in that vibe, if that makes sense? Did it feel like you didn't get to where you wanted to look as a team tonight?
No, I don't think so. I mean, this game is about putting the ball in the basket. You know, you go 3-16 in the second half, you're not going to win that many games. You know, we're a really lethal three-point shooting team. I thought we had some good looks. I don't know if there's going to be many nights where Cannon and Dallin go 1-5, you know, from 3. Trev goes 0-2. And so, you know, again, I think the shot quality is more of my concern in the second half. I thought we got really good looks in the first half. Even then, I thought we, in the first, you know, before the first media, I thought we were getting great looks from 3. We weren't able to knock those down. Then we were able to knock some down after that. But second half shot quality wasn't where it needed to be. I thought, you know, Yeager, I think, forced a couple off the dribble. You know, we like to get ours from, you know, getting into the paint and then spraying out and so forth. So we got to stay true to ourselves offensively. And you know, I want to shoot a high number of 3s, but, you know, we really prioritize the catch and shoot 3s. I thought tonight we got a little trigger happy off the dribble.
You mentioned Dallin, 1-for-5 from 3, but he did do a lot of good things, I thought. Really was aggressive, got to the rim, 4 rebounds, 6 assists. It seems to me that he's kind of slowly really kind of getting his footing and playing better basketball and being more aggressive. Is that what you want to see from Dallin?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, we've been talking with Dallin quite a bit all season about just being aggressive, you know, and I know it's a different season, different style of play, you know, different role for him, but I think he's got to continue to play his game, you know, and not second guess himself and just go out there and do what he did tonight, which was put pressure on the defense, look at the rim, be a threat. I thought he was really good with that, and that's something I think we can really, you know, continue to encourage him to be moving forward.
Let's get to the Ryan Valuation Valuable Stat of the Game, brought to you by Ryan Valuation. Whether for tax, financial reporting, or strategic purposes, when your business needs a valuation, use Ryan Valuation, formerly Econ Partners. Learn more at RyanValuation.com. We've already hit on it, but normally a double-digit three-point night, again, raw number, 10 threes is a decent, but it's all in context. And the 3-for-16 second half you're talking about, the percentage itself, you're not normally under 30 in there. You're the best three-point team in the league, and you're at 29.4. So it was a night when the three-point shooting that had been so reliable for you abandoned you in a bit tonight.
Yeah, it did, you know, in a big way. And then on top of that, we go 8-of-14 from three. So, or excuse me, from the free throw line. So, you know, I think our MO has been efficiency. You know, we've been one of the most efficient, especially when you only turn it over 10 times. You know, usually if we have 10 or less, I mean, we're going to be able to put up, you know, well over 80 points. Wasn't the case tonight. But in the same breath, I mean, you have to give Arizona a ton of credit. I mean, it's a really good team. You know, Tommy's a good coach, experienced. He's been at this for a long time. You know, so it's not like, I mean, they had a large part to do with, you know, a lot of these things we're talking about. So, you have to give them credit, and we have to, you know, what I just told the guys. I mean, I love how we've played, and not just how we've played, but I just like our mindset, our approach. I think it's been really where we want it to be over the last, you know, four games. Even tonight, I thought we had the right approach, and so, you know, we gotta lick our wounds, you know, and be ready to jump right back into this thing and go on the road and get a big win.
Two Cincinnati and two West Virginia back-to-back road games here as we head down the stretch in the Big 12. Great challenge for your team.
It will be, yeah. You know, Cincinnati is going to be a hungry team. You know, we had a good showing against them, so they'll be ready. You know, playing a team a second time is challenging. You know, and so they'll be ready. One, because we beat them, and two, because they need wins, and they'll be at home and they'll be comfortable. And then, you know, West Virginia is a team that has had some really good wins on the year, so that one will be a challenge as well. But, you know, something that we look forward to. I think it's a good time of our season for us to go on a trip like that, kind of, you know, bond together and continue to, you know, build on what we've done so far.
And each of BYU's next two opponents play tomorrow night. Cincy will be in Orlando to take on UCF. West Virginia will be at TCU. And we'll be on the road on the weekend. Coach, we'll see you in Studio C at BYU TV on Thursday for your weekly show. And so till then, thank you.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
All right, that is head coach Kevin Young.